Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. I see you just got another one of those stupid spam. Your server's been hacked. Send Bitcoin money, blah, blah. I get so sick and tired of this. Anyway, my next story here is tracking phones. Google is a dragnet for the police. When detectives in Phoenix suburb arrested a warehouse worker in a murder investigation last December, they credited a new technique with breaking open the case after other leads went cold. The police told the suspect, this George Molin, that they had data tracking his phone to the site where a man was shot 9 months earlier. 9 months earlier. So they look how long they've been tracking. They had made the discovery after obtaining a search warrant that required Google to provide information on all devices it recorded near the killing, potentially capturing the whereabouts of anyone in the area. Case in point, if you go out and murder someone, don't take your phone with you, right? Anyway, investigators also had other circumstantial evidence, including security video of someone firing a gun from a white Honda Civic, and the same model that Mr. Molin owned. And, of course, you know how they'd run these NCIC reports. Anyway, they could not see the license plate of the attacker. But anyway, they did that through the phones, kind of reverse lookup. Be like a reverse call directory, wouldn't it? But after spending nearly a week in jail, the case against Mr. Molin fell apart as investigators learned of new information and released him. Last month, the police arrested another man, his mother's ex-boyfriend. Who had sometimes used Mr. Molin's car. You can't make this stuff up. Well, I guess you can, but... Anyway, the warrants drew on this anonymous enormous Google database that employees call this sensor vault. And it turns to businesses of tracking cell phone users' locations into digital dragnets for law enforcement. I always thought about that. If these people meet for these militia groups and stuff like that, don't take your phone, don't take your car, because it's all being tracked. That was brought up by William Binney and those guys there, and Ray McGovern about the NSA leak that Snowden has about how they can do what they want to your car. They can track you. Even on Veterans Today, they had that article about what they called the Boston Breaks. Imagine a cop chasing a drug idiot down the Texas freeway at 70, 80 miles an hour in a pursuit like that, and suddenly the cop's car breaks on one side of the vehicle only and throws the cop into a massive rollover, and the cop is killed. And, of course, the drug man gets away. Of course, that's a purpose. It's important that he gets away because that's how they fund local government. Anyway, no matter where you go, where you do with your friends and what you read, etc., watch, whatever you do, it's all being used for private purposes, and many people never expected it. As privacy concerns have mounted among consumers, policymakers, and regulators, tech companies have come under intensifying scrutiny over the data collection practices there. The Arizona case demonstrates the promise and perils of the new investigative technique, who whose use has risen in the past 6 months, according to Google employees. One other note here, the story goes on here. It says technology companies have for years responded to court orders for specific information. The new warrants go farther, suggesting possible suspects and witnesses in the absence of other clues. So not only would, say, they go after someone else's phone, but say if you were in the area, they would then go after you too, saying that you could be a probable witness. Anyway, the company responds to a single warrant with location information on dozens or hundreds of devices at a time. The law enforcement's comments is that the officials described the method as exciting, but cautioned that was just one of their tools. That article is from the New York Times. Trump wanted to name Ivanka head of the World Bank because she's good with numbers. To me, that's just nepotism. But Trump says that she would have been great because she's very good with numbers, he said. And the head of the World Bank has far less work in doing number calculations and understanding economic development and how to fight poverty. It goes on there. But anyway, Ivanka Trump, 37, she served as executive director at her father Trump's organization and launched a fashion and jewelry brand, which I don't give a rat's woolly about. And she shuttered her company after Trump made the White House advisor. But also, Trump told The Atlantic he is also considering his daughter to serve as the ambassador to the United Nations, replacing who? Nikki Haley? Which he had previously revealed, claiming that in the last 12 years that no one wanted her to take the role. The amount of nepotism in Trump's family, as well as those Israelis or Jews that are now being appointed, should be alarming to most people. But anyway, that article there is in the Huffington Post. You want to read it? A new policy proposal by the Trump administration calls for the surveillance of disabled persons' social media profiles to determine the necessity of their disability benefits. The proposal, which reportedly aims to cut down on the number of fraudulent disability claims, would monitor the public profiles of disabled persons and flag the content that shows them doing physical activities. When it comes down to it, the policy dictates that disabled people shouldn't be living their lives in fear or losing vital financial aid and possibly medical care. That article is from Forbes.com. And this is, like I mentioned before, the end of this communism type stuff, the Chinese social credit system that is being deployed. Israel's on board with this, by the way. This is going to go further and further as Big Brother continues to get in there and digitize money and control everything you're doing. And if you get to the point where the state doesn't like you, they're just simply going to cut you off. I remind you that 400,000 Americans died fighting fascism and tyranny in World War II. For some little man who wore this Charlie Chaplin-type mustache there. But I'll get on more about that later here, because... Patriarchal. It's paternal, it's the characteristics of father and or fatherland. And this is okay in the standards of U.S. hegemony. When it's our boys on a quest for our wars, pluralism, but not, say, when those like Julian Assange or then Bradley Manning exposed the crimes of the state in a video called Collateral Murder, to which I have talked about the cockpit voices, to where the paternal parties to this talked about things in the cockpit as look at them bastards, as they attack journalists, civilians coming to their aid, and so on. But a patriot is someone who stands for laws, albeit international or domestic, and they today are now the villain, which we can see with Julian Assange, as well as the arrest of Bradley then Manning. Call what you want nowadays. It swings, it dings, right? Anyway, I've had a few quotes here from Henry Wallace, which has been a kind of a known communist sympathizer, but But you have to realize that at a time and era in the United States history, as the world was changing just as they were coming out of war, and there was a massive push because, as mentioned earlier in kind of the chat room there, that Truman, in his defense budget, wanted to make sure that fear was around there, and so they needed a new enemy after the war. Of course, the Soviet Union became that, and that's why I was reading the so-called Perils of Communism there in that massive pamphlet I downloaded, which was a state pamphlet from California and also from the Senate, I believe. But anyway, and also Gore Vidal has commented on this when he was alive extensively. But the real dangerous the really dangerous is the American fascist. And this quote is by a man who wants to do it in the United States in a way, an American way, what Hitler did to Germany in the Prussian way. The American fascist would prefer not to use violence. His method is to poison the channels of public information. Now, I'd like to pause here and tell you, when you hear about all this fake news, what we're being lied to about, I mean, this is exactly what's going on. Of course, the media back in those days, cities basically had a lot of newspapers, radio stations, and why later on every vehicle made would have a radio in it. Today we just have this corporate news networks. Anyway, back to Wallace's quote. With the fascists, the problem is never how best to present the truth to the public, but how to best use the news to deceive the public into giving the fascist and his group more money and more power. And this is kind of like what you see with Truman and these wartime budgets. The Pentagon keeps getting hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars, and whenever they announce that, it just means that your pocket is going to get tighter and tighter and tighter. And, of course, then the GOP and those get out there, and they talk about killing your social programs, which they call your entitlements. You can't pay for the people, but you can sure in the hell pay for all these big, huge, massive corporations that are making arms. And like Wolf Blitzer said, you know, forget the bombing of Yemen, because the jobs in the arms industry mean a far, far more than it does killing people. His quote continues, "They claim to be super patriots, but they would destroy every liberty guaranteed by the Constitution. They demand free enterprise, but are the spokesman for monopoly and vested interest. Their final objective, toward the which all of their deceit is directed, is to capture the political power so that, using the power of the state and the power of the market simultaneously, they may keep the common man in eternal subjection." And that was quoted in the New York Times, 1944. And that's what we see today. U.S. is using sanctions, economic warfare, and this is this hegemony that they go on. And like I say, whether or not Henry Wallace was a communist or not, you go listen to Gore Vidal and some of his speeches there. One particular is the nation state, or sorry, the national security state. I mentioned this on Steve Elkin's show earlier. That was the book that Julian Assange was holding as he was let out of the UK embassy. But this is what we see going on. And again, Henry A. Wallace said, "The American fascists are the most easily recognized by their deliberate perversion of the truth and fact." And when you find that in the media today, they're outward lying to you. And remember, these guys are paid thousands and thousands of dollars a month, millions in some contracts, 10 million in some contracts, to openly lie to people. And you're supposed to sit there and tell your children or grandchildren to willingly go throw your sons on some bayonet of some enemy. It's the ones they choose, of course. But this is what's so important. And then another thing here. Lance Monroe, he came into the limelight here just after the 9/11. He was he was noted as Man of the Year there for quite a few articles in Time magazines. But I had read partial quote on this on Steve's show earlier there, but he says, "For once, let us have no fatuous rhetoric about healing. Healing is inappropriate now and dangerous. There will be a time later for the tears of misfortune." A day cannot live in infamy without the nourishment of rage. Let's have rage. What's needed is a unifying Pearl Harbor sort of purple American fury, a ruthless indignation that doesn't leak away in weeks or two, wandering off into a Prozac-induced forgetfulness, into the next media sensation of O.J., Ellen, or Chandra, or into a corruptly thoughtless relativism, as what happened with the recent past when the example you might have heard of someone talk about what, say, the Unabomber did. But the point is, though, this is where, like I played here 2 weeks ago with George Bush talking about the unique attacks of 9/11. And what was missing from his statement here was the fact, let me finish this off where he says that the U.S. needed a reciprocal possibilities of a fatwa. A policy of focused brutality does not even come easily to the self-conscious, self-indignant, contradictory, diverse, humane nation with a short attention span. America needs to relearn a lost discipline, self-confident, relentless, and relearn why human nature has equipped us all with a weapon. Abhorred in decent peacetime societies called hatred. Anyway, so as I was going to say, what he was missing from this was a statement that on 9/11 it was all blamed on the Saudi Arabias and this bin Laden, also Saudi Arabia. And this blind hatred, this rage, was then directed towards Afghanistan 18 years later and also towards Iraq. And when you hear of the Iraqi war deaths, I encourage people to go look at the Ohio State Stadium at its full capacity of 110,000 people and realize how many people were killed over in Iraq. And this was all over a lie. Of course, you can also watch the 2002 video where Netanyahu was screaming about weapons of mass destruction and that Saddam had these little nukes in the size of a washing machine and that they had to be taken out. Of course, these are all lies. But anyway. Yeah, speaking of that, let me back up here to who just said that. New American said that. Gore Vidal had basically said the same thing when he spoke of when they dropped inscription out of the military, a forced service, that the United States actually became a U.S. mercenary army. They're just paid killers. And again, they use these provocations of like 9/11. No one's attacked this country. When you read the Guardian newspaper, the New York Times, where the FBI openly admits they're behind all domestic acts of terrorism, they've used millions of dollars of U.S. tax dollars to find, train, even arm with explosives and such to create these events, which is to further U.S. hegemony ideas in the Middle East, to where, like George Bush says, if you're not with us, you're against us, and we have to fight them over there so as not to fight them over here, and then they import them over here. Does that make sense? It's all, anyway, it's all backwards. But anyway, this is how Americans are lied to, and you're supposed to get out there as a patriot and back all this stuff and never think about what happens. Just like the, as I've brought out here with the that New Zealand shooting. It's supposed to be a tragedy when you see a mosque shot up with 50 deaths, allegedly. But not when you're sitting there watching Kyle, what's his name there, in American Sniper, where he's credited with 160-some-odd kills after four tours of duty over in Iraq and or Afghanistan, and he's a hero. See, this is how they blindside people with this crap, you know. Likewise with the Oklahoma City. If you read the quotes of Timothy McVeigh about why he was doing allegedly what he was doing, this all stemmed from the same exact military actions on others, and he wanted to get back at his government. You're not supposed to look at that. You're just supposed to sit down, watch the TV, and not pay attention to where the other news showed that all these other bombs are being brought out of the building. And so forth. Yeah, I mean, this is how it goes. You're supposed to listen to the official narrative all the time, and if you don't, you're one of those conspiracy theorists. Anyway, I got a break coming up here. So, I will say this again. If you can help donate to RBN here, the network would surely appreciate it. As you know, more and more of these networks are dropping offline because people can't afford to keep them on. And, of course, they're being stifled by the government and those in power behind the government. They do not like us turning to social media to discuss these issues because we're supposed to sit there like MSNBC and be told that only they can tell us what the truth is. So, we're hoping that we can keep this network going. If it doesn't matter to you or anything like that, you might think about that because it may not be your immediate future, but it could be your children or grandchildren's to worry about. But anyway, we'll be right back after this commercial. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned. It's on talk radio. Double talk is all you get.
And you wanna... Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency here with Keith Rogers, and I'm sorry I'm getting behind on my phone calls there, but we do have Bill in Wisconsin there. Bill, good evening. How are you doing?
Yeah, Keith, as usual, very good show. I appreciated something that you had on last week with Art Off the Grid about how we're going to have these microchip cards for land, sea, and air that Trump is going to give us so that coming into the country, or more important, trying to leave the country, it'll be taken away. So he just keeps hitting them out of the park for us. When you listen to the Kelso Kool-Aid show the other day, he said, what a great thing Trump is doing for us by giving us the 5G technology. We'll all be able to get cancer very, very quickly, okay, as we're irradiated by this 100 times strength of microwave technology that's going to make us all so much better. The other thing that Trump is doing, which is like Brer Rabbit being thrown into the briar patch, he's saying instead of just allowing the migrants to come in and we catch and release them, we'll send them directly to sanctuary cities. Now, they'll love that, okay? Mm-hmm. They'll love that. I can't believe that this is the man that Kelso tells us is the smartest president we've ever had, the greatest president, and the guy that's helping us to win. What are we winning? We're winning to be put into a police state, and, you know, we're taking the country down.
Yeah, it's a shame there, Bill. I can only, like Steve, when I called on a show here, you know, we always get sidetracked, and that's kind of like me. I get talking to, Steve does too, but we were going to talk about more about our youth, how it was growing up in, let's say, middle America. Then I grew up in a great area of Las Vegas and stuff like that. He grew up wherever, like, you know, farm life in Indiana, I believe it was. But anyway, but what we as kids enjoyed to compared to what kids today are enjoying, and watching this country systematically keep going further and further and further downhill, and everyone wants a free ride now. And that's not how it was. Like I mentioned before, all my black friends, Latino friends, stuff like that, we all worked for a living like that. And we got homes, we got cars. It's because we worked. And nowadays, everyone wants everything handed to them. Socialism.
Well, my grandfather came from Czechoslovakia, okay, you know, after, well, I think prior to Second World War. But he came into Ellis Island. He was checked for all kinds of, you know, health diseases and so forth. And then no one gave him a damn thing. Right. He sold vacuum cleaners door to door for a while and couldn't speak English. But
I got a friend from the Czech Republic also that moved over here, and he said they used to throw rocks at Russian tanks. But sure, he had to go through all the immigration, learn English, all the U.S. History, all that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And
anyway,
he,
Bill, I hate to cut you short, though, but I'm two calls behind.
That's all right.
Anyway, I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
Yeah, keep up the good show.
All right, my best to you, okay? Mark in Florida, good evening. Mark? Oh, my God. Okay. All right. All right, you there, Mark? Is that a yes or no?
There we go. I heard the beep.
Okay. Hey, good Keith. Evening, Mark. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, you put out the call. I'll make this offer. I will match up to $1,000 everybody that donates $20 during the remainder of your show. And he can put me back on hold and get my email. I will match every $20 or more. I will match $20 of it up to $1,000 of donations for the remainder of your show. Now, that's, to my point. Okay. That's a challenge to anybody listening. Donate $20. If it's 100 of you or it's 10 of you, I'll double it. Capitalization. We're a capitalist society. Decapitate. Capitalism is cutting your head off. A rapist will capitalize on the benefits of a bar at closing time to commit
right.
his rapes. Capitalism is not a good thing, ladies and gentlemen. You stop. We've been trained 180 degrees from the truth. Capitalization is not good.
Yeah, I got a break coming up here, but you know, I've mentioned that, Mark. The fact is, like Milton Friedman, who's you know, which is one of these guys that is big. You know, he was behind the shock doctrine, where he openly admits, and Naomi Klein did that shock doctrine there, or where. the only way capitalism exists is to go into other countries and steal their assets to prop up your monetary system.
To capitalize, it means to take advantage of a disadvantage.
Right.
That's all it is. It's a criminal act. It's disgusting. Put me on hold. I'll give my email and everything to meet everything.
All right. Again, anyone that wants to match Mark's pledge there, I guess they call it a pledge. This isn't a Christian radio station, though. But anyway, you're welcome to call in. He'll match your funds there. But in the meantime there, I'll go ahead and take a chance over in West Virginia there. And Kenneth, can you put Mark on hold? And hopefully if anyone will call in, we can get something going there. And I got a break coming up here. So Chance, I'll pick you up right after the break here, okay? Stay tuned, everyone. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up, and louder than go. Talk radio. Talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio now.
All right, you hear me now? Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. All right, well, as I was saying there, Mark is still on hold there in Florida, I believe, there. So if you'd like to call in there and maybe help support the network there, I'm sure Mark and the rest of RBN staff here would appreciate it. And Chance in West Virginia, good evening. How are you doing, sir?
Hello, Keith, for the second time today. People are going to start talking, huh?
Yeah, especially when you call into your favorite show.
Hey, all you guys, I have about, there's about at least six shows that I make a point not to miss, and yours is one of them. So Ivanka is good with numbers. Is that code for she's good at counting and collecting Federal Reserve notes, I guess?
Well, you know how it goes. When in Rome.
I guess so. And we are Rome. We are the Roman Empire, that's for sure. You know, have you heard about, I would imagine you heard about the Southern Poverty Lechery Center being sued?
Leech Center, yes.
Yeah. Well, what I can't understand is that Baltimore lawyer, I believe his name is Glenn Allen, he's appealing to individuals for donations. But I was thinking, wouldn't it be smarter for everybody who's been victimized
to defund
by them,
him, yeah.
To join with him and file a class action lawsuit?
I would say that too. I mean, I listened to a guy up here in Polson here, that's in one of the local papers here, who's always quoting about the SPLC and all this stuff like that. You know, the whole thing's a fraud.
I don't know what to make of this, but I would imagine if everybody, if they joined together with him and filed a class action lawsuit, it would have a better effect. You know? Oh, Keith, I read something in my local newspaper, to change the subject, about the 10 states with the worst roads in America. And it seems your state is number 2 or 3.
With the worst what?
Fatalities. Your state mean fatalities on the roadways.
We have bumper stickers up here that says, "Pray for me, I drive Highway 93.
Oh, really? Well, don't feel bad, because we're only 2 spots behind you, West Virginia.
Yeah, like I say, I mentioned that at one of the accidents I had responded to here, where these young kids, I may have mentioned this on the radio here, but they had lost an alternator belt, and their battery died down really fast, and they sat there on the side of the road there in a foot and a half of brand-new snow, unplowed. And a car came up behind him, and the kid just had this little phone there. He's trying to flash with his photo light on his camera there, and this car plowed in the back of him there. But I was talking with the highway patrol and our tribal over here about it. I says, you know, it's amazing that they can afford to spend $700 million to arm and train these rebel jihadists over there in Syria, but they can't buy a $140,000 snowplow nor train a driver to drive it, you know.
Yeah, well, here, too, we're catching up to you, though. This is a beautiful state. The country roads are beautiful, but they can be a little rough if you're not used to them, you know?
Right.
Okay, Keith, keep up the good work, and God bless you now.
All right, yeah, my best to you, and thanks for calling in there, okay? And we'll yak at you later there. Fred in Iowa. Good evening, Fred. I hope you're having a good night. I think Kenneth is severely taxed today. You what?
Oh.
Fred! Yeah.
Yeah.
Fred, good evening, Fred. Yeah, I can hear you, young man. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a question. If it can't be handled, then I'll get off the air.
All right.
I can hold my phone up to my speakers, up to one speaker, and I've tried it on a couple of callers, people I know, and the audio comes out good. Can that be done on your show?
Holding a phone up to the, like the old fake phone patches we used to do in shortwave?
Well, what it amounts to is I'll hold up my phone 7 inches from my speaker, and then I'll hit the website that I'm on, and it plays for 55 seconds. And it's what Kennedy said, President Kennedy. Can that be done?
I'm not sure of the methodology behind what you're trying to do.
Well, I want to get out what Kennedy said.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that would work if your volume on your phone was good enough into the microphone. Yeah, but you might get a squealing, because that's how they get radios and transmitters to work, is they feed a portion of the transmit signal back in the receiver to get the oscillation going.
Okay, this will only take 55 seconds. The narrator is illegible, but when Kennedy starts to speak, you'll hear it. And you can talk to me at the same time and say, well, it's no good, Fred, and then I'll shut it off. Okay, here it goes. You ready?
All right, go ahead. I hear nothing.
Well, what it amounts to is...
I can hear that. Hold on. Let it play.
And then I'll hit the website that I'm on.
I'm the candidate.
And it plays...
I am the Democratic Party's candidate for president.
Yeah, I hear that.
Also, I do not speak for my church on public matters. And the church does not speak for me. And no power or threat of punishment could cause me to decide otherwise. I believe in an America where the separation of church and state is absolute, where no Catholic prelate would tell the president, should he be Catholic, how to act.
Okay.
I get your jest on that, Fred. This is exactly like the Trump phenomenon, to where Trump, with his Jewish learning or leanings, is promoting, like Secretary Pompeo and those other ones, the devotion of theirs to Israel above the welfare of American citizens.
Well, I won't take much longer, and I don't want to give out this website's address until I have covered it all and determined, you know, if there's bullcrap
right.
on it or whatever.
Right.
But this can be done. I see it now. You know, and I know it couldn't go on for, you know, maybe 10 or 15 minutes. I understand that. But it's a way of getting a point. But when I check out this website and see if it's legit, or in my opinion, it is legit, you know, I'm going to give it out. Okay, by the way, a bill in Wisconsin, that's one heck of a great guy. I wonder if he's going to be censored. Okay, I'm gone. Bye. Thank you.
All right, my
Have
best
to you, day.
Fred. Thanks for calling in again, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, on to the phone line again here. Sebastian over there in Sweden. Good evening, Sebastian. Or morning.
Yeah, good morning. I just donated $20 to the RBN, which is a good cause.
Tusen tot to the mountain. Yeah.
Sorry?
My mom used to say, Tusen tot to the mountain. Thank you much for dinner or something like that. But anyway, Sweden, you know.
Oh, a thousand, thank you for the food.
Yeah.
Tusen tot to the mountain. Yeah, that could be, it could even be Norwegian. Was she Norwegian or Swedish?
Yeah, I think my mom used to say it's Swedish because we have some roots that way too, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, what's on your mind?
But I was listening to your program before about Julian Assange, and then I fell asleep. So I woke up now, my cat came in and woke me up. So maybe he just wanted me to donate to the RBN. But anyway, I was thinking, it's terrible that Trump would throw him under the bus, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
I was just going to comment, you know, that over 100 times he used it during his election there about how great WikiLeaks was, and they disavowed him at the end.
Yeah, exactly. I saw that. I saw clips of that.
Someone should send Trump 30 pieces of silver.
Yeah. But anyway, it's bad. It's you know, it's not a very good thing. It's
no.
I don't know what's going to happen. I think I personally think Trump just a one term president.
Well, I hear he's going to run in 2020 here, but I got a sneaky suspicion that Hillary's going to pop in there because the way justice is in this country, she'll be walking around free.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think he's going to just maybe hand it over to her.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't done anything with the border, you know, the with the wall or anything he promised in the you know, doing the elections in the mega hat, it's just, as far as I'm concerned, it should be a hot farce. It should be Make America First Again.
Right.
Instead of Make America Great Again, it should be Make America First Again. Because I don't think any president has done that since John F. Kennedy, maybe.
No, well, you're like Fred's little quirk there, you know, on the clip there, you know. Remember, I mean, this is how this whole country was built. You had all those immigrants coming over from Germany that were all Catholic. I mean, and people didn't get involved into their same thing with ham radio here. You don't mix religion and politics, but in this country here, it's all about Israel, and that's not what it's supposed to be.
You mean on ham radio? I'm a ham operator myself, but I'm inactive at the moment.
Oh, well, shame on you. I've been licensed since 77.
Oh, I haven't been licensed only since the early 80s.
Oh,
and most
okay.
of my time on the wave has been hasn't been the SSB, it's been the CW.
Yeah, I'm good at code, too. I do about 22 words a minute.
Oh, at the most, I could do 25.
Oh, well.
But now
I've slowed down, though.
I have to. Yeah, you know, I've slowed down a lot since then. But, yeah, that's a pity, you know, that it's, you know, America has been changing so much in the last 50 years or so. Since I've been gone, it's like, you know, my mother was an immigrant. She was from England. She had a green card for 60 years, and she died with a green card because she had to go to the test, of the government test, and she failed it.
Right.
She didn't mind. She didn't care about it, and she never bothered. She just said, no, I did it once. I tried. I didn't get it. I'll remain a British subject to the day I die, and she did. So, well, that's the way it is then. Now it's, you just come over the border. Maybe I'll come back. Maybe I'll come through Mexico.
Yeah. Nice, you know, Sebastian, I think the problem that we, yeah, the problem I see in this country here is everything has moved towards the elite class, corporations. And like I've mentioned before, when I was younger back in the 70s, my first job was $2.64 an hour, but I had a union job, a strong union job that made sure that the employer paid health care, dental, time out, you know, overtime, vacation pay, all that. We were taken care of, and we were happy working. And today it's all part-time job, less than 30 hours a week. And then like that one video I had played here a month or so ago of George Bush talking about it was uniquely American of working three jobs. That's not what America's about.
No, I know. It's a shame. I remember our neighbor when I went back about, it was 2007. I was talking to her. She was working at Walmart, and they would only give her 38 hours or something because they didn't want to give her that those full time because of the,
right.
They had to pay these medical and, you know,
that's
insurance.
That's exactly right.
So what? It's horrible, you know. What can I say?
Yeah,
okay,
Mike,
well, thank you very much. It's a nice
yeah,
show.
No problem, Sebastian. I do appreciate you calling in there and work on getting your license reinstated, okay?
Well, I've got my license, but I just have to be activated again. I got to get my HW8. I built a little low-powered Heath kit at one
time.
So I still have that, and I have a little Tintec, which could have been made by Dolly Parton's sister. I think she worked at the factory at one time. Okay,
yeah. I've got all Kenwood radios, so my best to you, okay? Anyway, I've got a break coming up here, but I'll go ahead and pick up Dave in Nevada. Good evening, Dave.
Oh, hello, yeah. I think it's kind of amazing how there's this kind of big Democratic opposition against Trump, but
you notice that.
Yeah, but when it comes to certain issues, it's just like complete silence, or you see like the support, like with Assange, it's just like, oh, there's a bipartisanship coming together of of demonizing this individual, or if it comes to bombing a country, all of a sudden the Republicans and the Democrats are like one party.
And the media. Remember, Trump sits out there all day long talking and boasting about the fake media, but boy, they're right on board with the war agenda, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's a fake media, but yeah, they're on board. They're pretty Trumpian when they start bombing some
Trumpian
countries. Yeah.
Can I quote you as that? Trumpian is a word?
Oh, yeah, it is a word. You can look it up.
Yeah, there's another one called there's another one called Trumpster.
Yeah, it's in the new CNN dictionary, Trumpian.
Yeah.
it's just amazing. And so what I see is that I think there is kind of this infighting, but it's not for the sake of the people. It's just between, like, bickering brothers and sisters who are on
sure.
top. Like, it's just like, okay, I want to be president, and I don't like it that you're president because I want to be in office. We're going to end up doing the same things, but I don't like you. That's what it is. It's high school.
Well, like I've mentioned, is Trump doing anything to thwart the so-called gun grabbing and stuff? No.
Oh, no.
He's pushing, you know, like I say, he wants to legalize or decriminalize homosexuality, probably protect a lot of friends of his. But
no.
But anyway, you know, I mean, this is what's going on in this country here. It's like they're all on board with this stuff.
Yep.
And that's communism.
I can give everyone the clearest, absolute example that Donald Trump is not what he claims to be. There are many, but I can give you the clearest example. Where's Donald Trump on the yellow vests? Why isn't he supporting people in France, white Europeans,
yep.
who are trying to protect themselves against an invasion of their country and their culture? They're getting completely destroyed. France has been in a state of emergency for the last at least 10 years, like militarized
yeah.
police. And where is Trump? He doesn't even talk. I don't even think he's ever said the word France in his entire campaign. I haven't even heard that word uttered from his mouth. But when it comes to like freedom fighting in like certain countries in the Middle East, oh, he's on board. He wants to back up those rebels in certain countries where they're growing
sure.
certain drugs and things like that. And there's terrorism in other countries, but not in France. Boy.
Well, it's, you know, David, that's like listening to Noam Chomsky speak about Iran. Noam Chomsky says, Iran hasn't attacked anyone in over 200 years. And then he says, well, wait a second, I digress. He says, Iran did attack a bunch of islands there. He says, but that was under the Shah, who was U.S.-backed.
Right. So,
you know, but
to me, I mean, it's kind of neither here nor there. It's just, if people, to me, we're at the point where I would rather people like get together regardless of their political persuasion on the ground level and like get together like on the street in their neighborhoods and try to figure out what they're going to do to kind of survive. That's
right.
What I think we're at. When we're talking about all this Trump stuff, that's completely out of the individual power, like the individual's power. That has nothing to do with me.
Right.
It's just like people are talking about these issues that they have absolutely no control over. And that's what I'm saying. If people realize that they're going to be more likely to come together on a very basic fundamental level, and that's going to be the only solution.
You know, I think that's why it's important, Dave, to understand why they're removing history so much from our... I mean, even right now, archive.org is removing video after video. It's like they're censoring what we have access to. And I was going to make a statement here about that, too, that I was hoping I'd have time here. So, anyway, also, we got two donations there with the match call there from So if anyone else wants to call in there, it surely be greatly appreciated because we're running out of time here. That was only during my show, I guess. So, but anyway, Dave, do you have anything else here? Because I want to read something here about the actual what actually was going on in this country back in the early 1930s and stuff.
Go ahead. I want to hear it myself. So, it was good talking to you. Thank you.
All right, yeah, thank you. I'll cut you loose in. Have a good evening, okay? You know, people that actually do anything for this country, they're the ones that you see suffer. Like, you know, JFK had some problems, I realize, with the Bay of Pigs and all that stuff like that. But, you know, he was the one that was more of a inclined to be a people person. Of course, remember, this guy served in the war. They made him into a hero. He was not. Remember, he sank the PT-109 boat there and like that. But the media is the one that built him up. But Huey Pierce Long Jr. Served during Roosevelt's administration, and he didn't believe in this New Deal, basically our Share Our Wealth program. But he did develop his own solution to this basic Share Our Wealth, which would establish a lot of net asset tax, the earnings of which would be redistributed to curb the poverty and homelessness epidemic nationwide during the Great Depression. I find it odd also that he was closely affiliated with the radio commenter Charles Coughlin, who I've listened to countless videos of his about this social democracy, which is different than what we see today. But anyway, he's the one that went on to talk about a motto with every man was a king to stimulate the economy, long advocated federal spending on public works, schools, colleges, and old age pensions. Long argued that his plan would enable everyone to have at least a car and a radio and a home worth at least $5,000. Of course, that's back in those days there, you know. But the movement that he'd spurned there, I mean, he did quite a bit while in office there. And this would include that he was notable among Southern politicians for avoiding race baiting. And he also sought to improve the lot of poor blacks as well as poor whites. Under Long's leaderships, hospitals and education institutions were expanded. This is exactly opposite of what we're seeing today. A system of charity of hospitals was set up that provided health care for the poor, massive highway construction, and these free bridges brought an end to this rural isolation. He remains a controversial figure in Louisiana's history like that. One nice thing about it, though, to realize that anyone that ever does anything, a true patriot, he was killed, assassinated. This is how politics works in this country. I don't care if you want to link it to the Hillary, the Clinton sides. Anyone that wants to do anything for this country, they're always taken out, always. They want the same old deep state in there, and this is what we've been talking about here on the show here. It doesn't matter which administration has gotten in there. People realize they have to have a change. They thought their demagogue was going to be Donald Trump, that he was going to make America great again. And again, nothing has happened for this country. All he's talked about was building back all his nice corporations and stuff. Few of that has even seen any of that trickle down to anything. There has been some hiring. And yet, when they come out with their federal jobs report, it's always in the so-called private sector of what they call the bartenders, waitresses, and stuff like that. It's nothing in the actual economy of where people are actually building things, commerce, you know. And so, penalize the poor guy. You know, blame China for what the U.S. corporations did by outsourcing those jobs, that slave labor that built up China during the 90s. To where China has brand new bridges, brand new highways, all this stuff, brand new trains that run 170 some odd kilometers a minute like that, you know. Blame China, you know. They're strip mining this country too. Anyway, up next is Blacklisted News Radio. Please donate to RBN. Thanks, Kenneth, in the control room and all the wonderful listeners out there and my special guests there in the chat room. So, good evening. We'll talk to you next week there, and have a good evening. Thanks for the callers too. Turn it on, turn it up, the loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up, the loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Yeah. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite.
Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening